Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Get it? The Burt Show.
All right, Abby, so you're starting to wonder here, are you too old to receive presents for your birthday from your parents?
Yep, I'm going to be 27 years old. I've got no money and no prospects, and I'm already a burden to my parents, which is a quote from my favorite movie, Pride and Prejudice. And I'm starting to wonder if I need to tell my parents to stop gifting me things.
No, absolutely not.
Well, here's the thing. No matter what you say in this segment, I'm going to take the stuff. I'm going to get my check either way. But let's chat about it, because I was having some feelings about, like, dang, I think I might be a little bit too old for this. So my birthday's in a month and one day. And every year my parents will send me the same text, like, hey, make your Pinterest board. Let us know what you want for your birthday. Or when Christmas comes around, let us know what you want for Christmas. And my parents have a deadline. Like, there is an end to this, but I have to do something in order for them to stop giving me Christmas and birthday gifts. And it doesn't look like that thing is going to happen in the near future, because my parents said, Abby, when you find a significant other and you get married, that's when we stop giving you gifts. Mm. But up until then, that we'll treat you. We'll get you stuff for your birthday. We'll get you stuff for Easter. We'll get you stuff for Christmas. So I'm in the middle of a dilemma. Not really a dilemma, because I'm still going to ask for the gifts, but I am kind of feeling some type of way. I'm like, I feel like I might be a little bit too old to be accepting this kind of treatment from my parents.
So I don't feel so either. Like, you're always going to be their kids. It's always going to be your birthday. So what does age have to do with it?
Mm-hmm. Well, it does seem a little, not like I'm a grifter, but I'm like, you know, I am financially independent. I pay my bills. If I want that new bag that I see at Coach or whatever, I can save up my money and purchase it. So it feels a little weird for me to be like, hey, mommy and daddy, like, I know I'm a year older, but please send that little gift my way. And if I never get married, am I just constantly going to be getting, like, gifts and gifts and gifts up until the day I die?
Yes.
What's wrong with it?
Yes. There's nothing wrong with it. But don't you feel like at a certain age, you got to, like, look at your parents and be like, okay, enough is enough. I'm an adult.
No. Nope.
Absolutely not.
Okay. As someone who has become a mom in the past couple of years, and what it's opened my eyes to is, and I think this is for everybody who gives a gift. Gifts are a two-way street. Yes, it is for the person who's receiving the gift, but there's also a benefit to the person who is giving the gift, right? And so I don't care if Jimmy's going to be 76. If I am still on this earth, I am gifting my baby boy something, because that's like, that's your child. That's your, you will always be their baby in some capacity. So don't feel like you're a grifter. Don't feel like you're taking advantage of the situation. By all means, like, it's something for you, but I also feel like it's something for the parents as well.
I do feel like it changes. Like, at least in my journey, it was almost like a chart, because when I was younger, like teenage, early 20s, I got a lot of gifts and good gifts. And then at some point, maybe throughout my 20s and early 30s, it kind of stopped. I knew, like, I was just going to get a card. But then at some point, it picked up again. I don't really know why, but it always just seemed to kind of go up and down with the way my parents gave me gifts. But I've never in life thought of stopping them.
Are you ready for the perfect solution?
Okay.
Are you ready?
I don't know that I'm ready, but I'll listen, because I'm here.
even though you're getting paid to be here.
Yeah, I'm sitting here.
There's a minute and a half left in this segment, so I can't go anywhere.
It won't take me long to tell you about the perfect solution.
Okay.
Rather than getting gifts from them, agree to go on trips together and go and have experiences together. It doesn't feel the same to me as receiving something physical. my friend Brett, I think I've told you guys before, his dad had retired and he had a nice little nest egg that he was saving for his kids when he passed away. And he said to my friend Brett, look, we can do this one of two ways, my man. I can leave this money for you so you can have it for you and your family while you're gone. Or we could start going on trips together as a family and spend it that way. Which would you rather do? He went, of course, let's take the trips. So there was never a present exchanged after that, but they've got all those memories. So does that feel better for you?
But I'm already going on a trip with my mom in 2 weeks. Like, she offered that just off the cusp because I think she heard that other parents her age were taking their kids on trips. And she's like, well, I want to do that. After 18 years of raising you, I want to have a new friend.
It doesn't have to be a one offer, though. So for your birthday and next time, maybe you, your mom, and your dad go somewhere.
Okay. I'm going to make sure they take me to Dubai. We got to step it up.
I think you, and it's, we don't have enough time here, but I think you really got to look at why you're being so resistant, because you're arguing against every single person on here saying parents want to give you gifts. They want to take you on trips. And you're coming up with excuses as to why it shouldn't be that way. So I feel like there might be something a little deeper you got to dig into.
Yeah, I'm definitely shooting myself into this. Like, I shouldn't want my parents at 27 to give me all these gifts. I shouldn't be asking for money. But at the end of the day, I'm going to take it.
It's The Burt Show.
Get it? The Burt Show.